Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and we're coming to you from Ohio, and we're just glad to be here and praise the Lord for this broadcast. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. Several prayer requests are coming in tonight. Donna Trustee, she says, remember her daughter is having surgery on Monday. She's 36 years old, and she hates to see her go through this. It sounds like surgery on her kidneys, so let's remember her in prayer. Christina Charles, she said she has a prayer request. It's unspoken, and said God knows. Praise God. And Judy Jones says, please to continue to pray for her husband, Danny. He had a good day today and is very thankful for that. Sister Gladys Dittmer, she says, please remember Sister Sandra Davison's husband. That's Brother Wendell. They've taken him to the hospital. His heart rate has been very low, and we need to keep remembering him in prayer. And also Sister Laura McKnight's mom. Her mom had to have hip surgery. Also remember Brother Tim Hall. He also had a hip replacement, I believe it was. And also let's pray for his grandson Logan. They found some suspicious behavior on his brain, and they're checking that out. And he's, I believe he's 6 to 7 weeks old. So let's keep him in prayer. And Paul Petrie says, remember his leg is swollen. I guess he has edema in his leg, so we need to remember him as well. Lots of prayer requests coming in. Tonight, our subject is going to be on the revelation of God to man. So it's going to be a good subject tonight. Every night, I believe, is a good subject. Brother Yearwood has a broadcast on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. That is Reaching the World for Christ. It's blogtalkradio.com, Reaching the World for Christ around the world. So, and that's at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, so you might want to catch that broadcast as well. Praise the Lord. We've got several callers in tonight, and 770, come in and tell us who you are, where you're located.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. And hang in there, brother. We've got another caller, 661. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
I'm Sister Gladys Dittmer, and we're located out of Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God. And as the callers call in tonight, we'll go in turn here how they come in and thank God for you all. And this is going to be a good broadcast. I feel like the devil really fights right before we go on air. And we get tired. We feel, you know, just how it is right before you get ready to go to church. But, you know, this is a great thing that God has given us tools to do this work for Him. And I remember I was thinking back earlier today how on Friday nights for a couple years we had Friday night Bible study in our home. And I remember that when it got built up, there must have been about 30 people coming to our house in our living room, and we'd sit and open up our Bibles, and we would discuss our Bibles, and that kind of fell apart. And then I thought how not long after that had fallen apart, on Friday nights, God gave us this broadcast, and how we went from our living room, still in our living room, but from going to about 30 people to going to almost 50,000 listeners on this broadcast here tonight. And when we chose Friday night, we never thought about it being the same night that we had our Bible studies. But, you know, I was thinking about that today, and it's almost been a year that we have been doing this. We are in our, I'll tell you how, I think it's our 50th episode tonight. So 2 more weeks, and we will be on doing this for 1 year. And I was thinking how when we chose Friday night, we did not plan it that way when we did our Bible studies, but God has worked it out that way, and how amazing that is. And just love the Lord, love to dig into His Word. And if you don't know Him tonight, we suggest that you try Him, taste of Him, and see that He's good, and you will not regret serving the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to be part of this broadcast, call in at 347-989-8862. Again, that phone number is 347-989-8862. And we're going to have Rachel come in, and she's going to read her script. And before we do that, we have another caller, 423. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located. Praise God. 423-545. Come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Good to have you all tonight. We're getting ready to have Rachel read her scripture, and then we're going to get Brother John to go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. And God says, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created them.
Praise God. Amen. That's our subject tonight, is the revelation of God to man. Hallelujah. If you want to be a part of this, again, it's 347-989-8862, and call in and be a part of this broadcast. We'll be glad to have you. And Brother John, why don't you go ahead and start, Brother, if you're ready.
All right. Yes, I'm ready. I appreciate the opportunity to speak the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the revelation of God and the man, you know, just through all throughout the scriptures, amen, we have it's a constant, continual revelation that God is revealing Himself in the man from the very beginning, even as Sister Rachel spoke of that there in the beginning and in the garden and having dominion, and that from the very beginning God began to speak, and amen, by His voice and reveal Himself into Adam and into Eve and from the man from the very beginning. But as I began to think about it, I was thinking about a young man by the name of Samuel, amen, who had dedicated his life, and as a young man came and, amen, as his mother, Hannah, had given and lent him to the Lord to be used for the Lord's work, amen. And as Samuel, amen, the Bible says that that in his time, amen, before him, that as he came, they had called those that had prophetic utterances, amen. They had called him a seer, but now they would begin to call him a prophet. And here Samuel, as a young man, began to hear the voice of God when he was asleep, amen, thinking that it was Eli, amen, the priest at that time. But as God began to speak to him, and the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and 21, amen, that said, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. You know, this is one of the ways that God revealed himself, was through the word of God. You know, we have, amen, we have many times, amen, there's a lot of people that have what's called Facebook, amen. And I believe, amen, according to the scriptures, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, that the Bible is God's Facebook, amen, as Moses came and, amen, and came and spoke to him, yeah, as a man, speaking to a man face to face, amen. And I believe that every one of you, underneath the sound of my voice, as you begin to open up the word of God, as you begin to open up the scriptures, amen, you come upon God's Facebook account, that he reveals himself to you, amen. And I praise the Lord tonight, because the Bible says in John chapter 15, amen, amen, that he has counted us, amen, and we are on his friend's Facebook account, as God, amen, as we look at the word of God, amen, and God reveals himself by the word. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, amen, was with him in the beginning, and the word was God. And we find, amen, that the word was made flesh, amen, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, amen. And God began to reveal himself not only through his word, but as his word was made flesh, he began to reveal himself, amen, through his own son. The scriptures teach us in Matthew chapter 11, amen, starting with verse 20, the Lord Jesus Christ began to upbraid, begin to correct, begin to chastise the cities, where he began to reveal, amen, amen, the mighty works of the Father. Every work that he done, amen, it was the works of the Father. The Bible says there in verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. He began to speak to the cities because they had not turned their heart back, amen, and, amen, back to the Father. And even though through the mighty works of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the mighty works of the Son, through the mighty works of the Word of God made flesh, amen, hallelujah, and seeing the glory. You know, this spoke of, it was also spoken of in Isaiah chapter 40, talking prophetically. The prophet Isaiah began to speak about the voice in the wilderness. He talked, speaking of John the Baptist, amen. And he talked about preparing a way of the Lord, amen, and making his path straight. He talked about, amen, that he was not that light, but he was a witness to that light. We need to know tonight that when Jesus, the Word of God says in John that he was that true light, Jesus was, and in him was the light, and the light that was in him gave life unto man. And so as the revelation of life is coming through the Word of God and through the light of God, through the light of the gospel here, is the Lord Jesus Christ begins to reveal himself, amen, in these cities here, there was a great mighty works done, amen, hallelujah, but they didn't turn back to the Father. The Bible says in verse 21, it says, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. The very same works that were done in Chorazin and Bethsaida. We find, amen, if those same works, amen, had been done in these other cities, those cities would have turned and repented in sackcloth and ashes. The Bible says in verse 22, but I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, you would have remained until this day. Here's a mighty works done in Capernaum. But Capernaum had been exalted even into the heavens by pride. But it would be brought down to hell because it did not repent. It did not turn. The same mighty works that if it had been done in Sodom at that day, Sodom would have remained today. It would have not been destroyed. And here's a mighty works. Here's a revelation of the mighty works, the mighty works of the Father. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 25, and at that time Jesus answered and said, he began to pray, he said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. The Bible says, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. Taste and see of the Lord is gracious, amen. He hid these things from the wise of this world and the prudent of this world, amen. There's simplicity in Jesus Christ. There's simplicity in his revelations, amen. Even though we have eyes, there are many that do not hear to see him. And even though they have ears, even though they sit before him, they do not hear him and hear the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But babes, young children, amen, have come. Young babes in Christ, amen, that have come, and the revelation, amen, that they need to come. Tonight, church, you need to have the revelation that it's time for us to repent, to turn back to the Father. We need to know tonight that there's a time and an hour that we need to turn back to a loving Heavenly Father who has revealed himself and gave of his Son, amen. We need to know that he hung on a cross and gave his life for us. He just says, as I said before, the Facebook account, there's many that mark themselves as friends, and I'm glad tonight, amen, and each and every one of you have an opportunity to be on God's Facebook account. Hallelujah, tonight, and he marks you as a friend. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, that he talked about his friend Abraham and was counted unto him the righteousness. But you need to know tonight, the Bible teaches in Proverbs that a friend loveth at all times. But I'm glad tonight, amen, that the Scriptures teach us in John chapter 15, amen, to get on his Facebook account. He says, greater love hath no man than this to lay down his life for a friend. Amen, and I know that the Son has revealed himself unto each and every one of us as he laid down his life. He revealed his love. He revealed his grace. He revealed his mercy. Hallelujah. He revealed his salvation. And as he began to say here in verse 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Son reveals the Father unto the world, unto believers. The Father reveals the Son. Amen. There are many times on Mount Transfiguration, he said, he opened up the heavens and said, this is my Son whom I am well pleased. Amen. He even spoke to John, amen, at the time of the baptism. He said, he whom falls on the form of death, this is he. Amen. We need to know tonight, and turning over to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 says this. There's a declaration in Luke chapter 10. It's basically some of the same scriptures you're talking about abrading the city, but I want to go to a little bit different here in verse 17. The Bible speaks of, amen, as he talked to those same cities there. Let me read verse 16. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. In other words, Christ begins to identify himself, begins to reveal himself with those who believe in him. Amen. Amen. As they begin to speak and be a witness. You know, the Bible teaches us, amen, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. The word of God is revealed. And just like I said in Samuel, God reveals himself unto Samuel by his word. And God is revealing himself to you tonight. There'll be many witnesses, many preachers, many ministers, amen, that will be speaking of. And out of this witness, amen, God will reveal himself to you tonight as you'll hear and hearken unto the voice of God and the word of God and the spirit of God. Amen. We need to know tonight, amen, it's not by might, not by power, but according to the word of Zechariah, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The scriptures teach us in John 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. The scriptures teach us in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. The spirit searches the deep things of God. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, amen, hallelujah, that there are things that God has prepared. He says, the eye has not seen, neither is the ear, neither is the inner heart of man, the things that God has prepared. But the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. There are deep things, and amen, and God reveals by his Spirit tonight. He sends you his comfort. He says, I will send the Comforter in my name. That's what he speaks of in John, amen. In fact, he said, I will send unto you the Spirit of truth, amen. The world cannot see this spirit. You must be a believer. You must accept him and receive him. And just like he said here, amen, if you hear the believers or the witness, then you hear him. But if you despise the witness, you despise him. And not only do you despise him, but you despise the Father that sent him. He said the Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father, and the Son will reveal unto you the Father. Tonight, do you know the Father? Has he been revealed by the Son? Do you know the Son? Has he been revealed to, has the Father revealed him unto you? Do you know this oneness of the Father and the Son and the Spirit coming because they bear witness on the earth? There are three that bear record in heaven, according to 1 John, amen? And also there are three that bear witness on the earth, the water, the blood, and the Spirit, and they've come forth. Do you have that revelation tonight, church? Amen. But it's not only, amen, to have that revelation. We must keep the revelation. Many people receive revelations from the Word of God, amen, but they don't keep that. The Bible speaks of in Hebrews as obtaining a more excellent ministry. But even more better, more for us, beneficial for us, is not only to obtain a more excellent ministry, but to maintain that excellent ministry. When angels appeared unto John in the book of Revelation, there were many times he began to bow down. And he said, see that you do this not. Worship God, because the Bible says, we are of your brethren that keep the saying. There are angels, there are men, there are believers that are keeping the sayings. Let me ask you something tonight. Are you keeping the revelations of God? Even when he spoke unto his mother, the Bible says that Mary began to ponder his sayings. But here in verse 17, he said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. He has sent, the Bible says in the beginning of that chapter, that he appointed 70, amen. He sent them out two by two, amen, to witness. He said, whether they would, he himself would come. Amen, and they would go forth, and they would be a witness of the Lord of the harvest, and they would be workers of the harvest, and the 70 returned, and they returned again with joy. And the reason they returned with joy, amen, because the devils were subject to them through the name of Jesus. But he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, what he was telling them, that I was there in the beginning and saw the fall of Satan. I saw the fall of the hostile opponent. Saw the fall of the false accuser. Saw the fall of the hostile, amen, and the slander. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's a revelation tonight, church. Hey, it's a revelation that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was there in the beginning when the enemy fell. And when the enemy fell, he gave you power. So the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, amen, and Satan was cast out, amen, who accused them day and night, amen, unto the earth. He said, now has come the power of this Christ. What was that power? That power was to give to you, amen, to tread on the serpents and the scorpions. I'm not talking about natural serpents. I'm not talking about natural scorpions, even though they have a realm there. You have to understand this is talking about your spiritual enemies, amen, to tread upon them, to put them underneath your feet. That's where your enemy, this is a revelation tonight, amen, as God reveals himself. He said, I will put enmity in Genesis chapter 3 between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, and amen, that enmity, and amen, and as he overcome, and it was the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a revelation that he would restore and reconcile, amen, man back unto himself through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he began there, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. In other words, he would tell you, don't rejoice at the devil's. Tonight, you don't need to rejoice that devils are subject to you through the name of Jesus Christ. You don't even need to rejoice tonight because that you have power over the serpents and scorpions tonight. That's not a reason to rejoice according to the Word of God. Here's a revelation. And even though nothing shall by any means hurt you, that's not a reason to rejoice according to the Scriptures. But here, this is the reason to rejoice. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Tonight, if you've got a revelation, it's not about you not to rejoice because the devils are subject to you through the name of Jesus Christ. You need to rejoice for one thing tonight, that your name, through his name, is written in heaven. Oh, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he said, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Hallelujah. Amen. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and to he to whom the Son will reveal him. No one knows the Father except who the Son reveals him to. No one knows the Son except the Father reveals. You know, the Bible teaches this in Matthew chapter 16. Hallelujah. In verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, by whom say ye that I am? Hallelujah. He asked them that, who did they say? Let me ask you something tonight. What revelation do you have tonight as God revealing himself? Who do you say the Son of Man is in your life? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Is he your healer? Is he a good teacher? Is he a good man? Do you even know him tonight? Has he been revealed to you? And the Bible says in Simon Peter in verse 16 answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. Except, who knows the Son? The Father. And the Father, as he knew the Son, he began to give a revelation. He revealed himself. Amen. He spoke unto Peter. Amen. By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and I give unto thee, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he, amen, that he should not reveal that this was Jesus the Christ. So that after he received the revelation, hallelujah, he was charged not to give this revelation to someone else. Amen. At this time, you have to understand, amen, that it was revealed. It was not the time of his appointment, even as he said to his mother in John chapter 2, when she said they had no wine. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. It was not the hour of the Son of Man to be revealed, but even though, because of the love that he had for his mother, amen, there was a miraculous experience at the miracle of Cana, amen. He revealed himself and by turning the water into wine, amen. And even though the governor of the feast were born, did not know, amen, that he had saved the best for last. Oh, church, tonight, the best revelations are last. Tonight, you have an opportunity. What began as, amen, as water is a new wine, a new spirit, amen, because they only put new wine in new bottles. And you have to have the revelation that there's a new man, there's a new woman, amen, within you tonight. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Thou art the Christ. Who do you say that he is? He's the anointed Messiah. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, and in that day the anointing shall destroy the anointing shall destroy the yoke. Amen. The yoke of sin tonight is destroyed because you have a revelation that Jesus is the Christ. And not only do you have that revelation, but he gives unto you the keys of the kingdom. And he gives you the power and authority and the keys of the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That you, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So that Father gave a revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. And the scriptures teach us just a few more scriptures, and I'm going to give it back to Brother and Sister Green. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ began to tell them, amen, to not let their heart be troubled. And this is the revelation that I want to give to you tonight. Don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In other words, believe also in the Son. If you believe in the Father, believe also in the Son. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. There's preparation time. This is preparation day, amen. As Jesus Christ, as he's preparing for you, you are also preparing, amen, amen, for him. When the day that he hung on the cross, it was the high Sabbath, the scriptures teach us. It was called preparation day. Amen. This is your preparation day. This is preparation day to return back to the Father. This is preparation day to return back and have the revelation of the Father and the Son, that you may know that tonight you need to know that he's your Lord. You need to know as he revealed himself from the very beginning. Amen. He revealed himself as the voice in the garden. He revealed himself in Ezekiel as a wheel and a wheel. He revealed himself in Genesis as Jacob's ladder. He revealed himself in the bush of the garden as the great I am.
all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, God is continually revealing himself unto you. Amen. Do you have that revelation tonight that he is your Lord and he is your Savior? Do you have that revelation that he is your healer? Hallelujah. Amen. The heavens open, and hereafter, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 51, shall angels descend and ascend on the Son of Man as he called. Amen. Hallelujah. Nathanael, amen, from underneath the fig tree, he said, hereafter shall you see even greater things. You shall see heaven open and the angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. Hallelujah. And he said in 14 verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. We have an opportunity to be with Christ tonight. We have an opportunity to be with one with the Father tonight. There's a revelation as he's preparing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As you go to the Father's house, and he said, hallelujah. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know, he got a declaration. He said, you have a knowledge of where I'm going and the way that I'm going. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Here Thomas had been with him. Let me ask you something again, church. Just because you walk with him, remember the believers on the road to Emmaus? The Bible says in the book of Luke, he appeared unto them in another form. They did not know him. He was crucified, amen. And just even in John chapter 11, when he came to Mary and Martha, and Lazarus had died, amen, he come to her and he said, do you believe that Lazarus will be raised in the resurrection? And she believed that was something that was yet to come. But you need to know tonight that Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself as the resurrection in John chapter 11. As he began to speak and he called Lazarus forth, he revealed himself as the resurrection of life presently. You need to know that he is the God that which was, which is, and which is to come, church. Amen. The Bible speaks of Ecclesiastes, amen, that which has been will be again. Hallelujah. And God will reveal himself today. He revealed himself today, and I can guarantee by the prophetic word of God, he'll reveal himself again tomorrow and through the eons of time. Amen. If you allow him, he will reveal. How much revelation do you want of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life? And the Bible says, Jesus said unto him in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No one knows the Father but by me. He began to reveal himself. Right there and then, he was beginning to reveal the Father unto Thomas. Hallelujah. He was beginning to reveal the way back to the Father. He was beginning to reveal the truth of the Father that would bring us back to the Father. And he's beginning to reveal the life that will bring us back to the Father. Amen. Because the life that we now live, amen, it's not I that liveth, but Christ that lives within me. He was beginning to show that life was set before Thomas and before believers. He said, I set before thee life and death. Therefore choose life that thou and thy seed may live. He said, if you hadn't known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. From this time forward, you know him and seen him. When you know the Son, you know the Father tonight, church. Philip saith unto him in verse 8, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, it'll be enough. You just show us the Father. There again, asking for the Father's Facebook. Some of you have already been on the Facebook. Some of you, have you ever been on a Facebook account and didn't know who you were speaking to? Amen. Tonight you need to get on the Facebook of God. Amen. And talk to him face to face. Hallelujah. And Jesus saying to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? If he that has seen me have seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Philip, don't you know, haven't you been with me long enough to know that I'm in the Father, and the Father, don't you believe? Let me ask you something tonight. Do you have the revelation that Jesus is in the Father, and the Father's in Jesus tonight, and they are one? Amen. He that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also, the Scripture teaches. Amen. He says, and I speak, the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, in other words, lives in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Church, tonight, if you don't believe for anything else, believe me for the very work's sake, because every work that the Son done was the works of the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If you believe on him tonight, you will do the works of the Father. and there's a greater works, there's a magnitude, there's outreach, and just like Brother and Sister Green said, amen, hallelujah. I praise the Lord because you know what? The Bible says if you'll be faithful over a few things, as they were faithful over the Bible study on Friday night to the 30 people, God made them rule over thousands of people tonight because they stayed faithful. Amen. It's not about the numbers tonight, church. It's about the faithfulness and bringing you to rulership. He'll give you a revelation tonight. Hallelujah. This is the greater works that he was speaking about. He said, these works shall you do. Was the works of the 30 just as much as the works of the several thousand tonight? See, it sure was. Because I serve a God tonight that reveals himself by leaving the 99 and go after the one. If there had only been one, he would have left heaven for that one. Tonight, as long as there's one love, he began the one that leaving no one behind. Tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to leave no one behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Not one, amen, that will come unto him. God will not leave one. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not lost one that the Father has given unto him tonight. Will you be a part of that remnant? Will you be a part of that crowd? Will you be a part of that multitude? Will you be a part of the revelation? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. What did he say? Church, don't rejoice tonight that the devils are subject to you through the name of Jesus. But tonight is a night of rejoicing. Ask yourself, do you have the revelation? Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name written in heaven tonight? Through his name, your name can be written in the blood because you've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Do you have that revelation tonight? Art thou the Christ, or should we look for another? That's what John said. And he said, go tell him that the lame do walk, the blind do see, the poor have the gospel preached to them. The works of the Father still going on. Why? Because it's still being revealed in the Son. Whatsoever you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. That's the revelation, and the revelation will continue through the eons of time. Do you have that revelation? God's revealing himself even to you right now. Do you have that revelation? Do you know him as Savior? Right now you need to get in a place of prayer and bowing down and confessing him that he is Lord of your life. Amen. And believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Amen, and thou shalt be saved. The revelation, he's the healer. He's the whole way. He's the way maker. He's the truth. He's the life. Multitudes and multitudes of revelation. Catch this revelation tonight and let God reveal himself to you. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. Brother John's telling you the truth tonight. You know, when I was praying for the Holy Ghost, I was thinking when Pastor John was preaching, I remember saying, Lord, if this is real, if this Holy Ghost that these people are talking about is real, show it to me, Lord. Let me have it. And, Lord, I'll do whatever you need me to do. And he sanctified me after he saved my soul. And it took me about 18 months for me to get the Holy Ghost, the baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I remember praying like that, Lord, if this is real. And you need to pray that way. Lord, show yourself to me. Are you real? And let God show himself to you, and you begin to live a clean life before him. And it will amaze you what God will do, what God, how he can use you. He changes. I preached not too long ago in our church that God changes your want to. Things that you used to want to do, he'll change that. And make, he'll put, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When he... You are baptized into the body of Christ when you get saved, and your want-tos will change. Praise God. And you'll want to live a good, wholesome, clean life before him. And I just love the Lord. Praise him. We're going to come to you with a song, and then we're going to have Sister Gladys to get ready, and we're going to have her obey God. Praise the Lord.
As I kneel in the dark, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for a short and a fourth of the behind. Lord, I see another valley, it's out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'm looking on the name to feed. But he said, I walk on the water, and I come on the raging sea. I spoke to the wind. Didn't I run
Praise God. Sister Shannon Abner, she said, please pray that her labs all come out good and she'll get to go home in the morning from the hospital, which would be on her birthday. She had a lot of trouble. God knows all about that. Mike Bragg, my cousin, says, remember us, please, and he says, love you. My other cousin, Alyssa Rutter, she says, Grandma, Trula Warrick, and Trula Warrick is my aunt. She married my dad's sister. Her knee has been really hurting her. She's really been missing my Uncle Don. He's passed away now several years. So just remember that God comfort and heal her knee and comfort her in this in her missing and grieving over my uncle. They were together for many, many years. You know, I want to talk about just a second what Brother John was talking about to you. This subject is the revelation of God to man. If you want to call in and be a part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. We'd love to hear your testimony or your prayer request, or if you're a minister of God's Word, we'd love to have you join in with us. And remember, we only use the King James Version Bible to us. That's the only Bible there is, and I like to say that because there's a lot of books out there, and they will confuse you. And I was thinking when Pastor John was preaching that, you know, the revelation of God to man, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And as his children, when his spirit comes into us and cries, Abba, Father, praise the Lord, we know the voice of God. And he said many a times in his word, he that hath an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. In one place he was telling them there, I didn't look it up where the scripture is located, but says if one's not sick, then why would they need a physician? But, you know, we need a Savior tonight. The whole world needs a Savior. And Jesus provided himself a sacrifice when Abraham was going to slew Isaac on the altar. Abraham said God will provide himself a sacrifice, and he did just that. He provided himself as a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord and thank God for revelation of his word. You know, it's precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, line upon line. And we know it. It's comes together. And I just thank the Lord. And I'm not going to waste any more time. We want to hear Sister Gladys. Sis, you go ahead and obey God.
I first want to praise God tonight, Sister Green. I thank him. And the song that you played tonight, you know, the Holy Spirit came down and blessed me. I had to shut off my microphone. But I praise God because didn't he walk on the water? He did walk on the water. And, yes, I may have a grandbaby in the other room right now with a heart murmur that's 1 year old, but I know that my Father God will come down and touch that baby's heart, and he will heal that baby. And I glorify his holy name. Like you said, right before the broadcast, the enemy wants to raise his ugly head up. He's just no buzzard anyway, but he wants to raise his ugly head up and cause trouble. But I know in whom I believe. And you know what? You know, when you told me what the subject was, I said, Lord, the subject's get a little bit tougher, but you know what? It's something I've been crying out for. I said, God, I want more revelation of you, and I want more wisdom of you, God, wisdom with understanding. I want to know my God greater than I could ever know him before, and I praise him tonight. We'll not know it all, Sister Green, but I want to draw closer and closer to him. This is a broadcast that reaches out to many, many miles and many, many people, and if we can just have one person fall on their knees and serve God for the rest of their life, it's worth it all. I praise God tonight.
Amen.
I feel him in my spirit tonight. I worship him tonight. He's so good to know. And this Bible is so full of revelation. If we just open it up, you know, we don't need a prophet to lay hands on us. Many people say, Lord, let a prophet or a prophetess lay hands on me. My Bible is my prophet.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit gave the word to the man that wrote it with a pen. And I know that that word speaks to my heart daily. And if I have a need, whether it's healing, whether it's financial trouble, whether no matter what it is, he will stir it up in me, and he'll give me the answer.
Amen.
I glorify him tonight, Sister Green. I get stirred up when that song is played of, didn't I walk on the water? Because he did walk on the water. And I praise God. You know, a lot of people criticize Peter, but he trusted in the Lord when he was on the water. I'm going to get started. I don't want to take up more time, but I praise him. God has manifested himself in many ways and spoken to man in many forms. And in Exodus 3:14, he said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. In Exodus 20:19, and they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. There was a time period in there that they wanted Moses to speak to them. They didn't even want God to speak to them because their hearts were fearful. And many times people do that today. If they have sinned on God, they want to run the other way. They don't even want to talk to the Savior or to the Father that he can redeem their sins. And if we just draw closer to him, he'll cleanse all of our sins away. In Isaiah 44:24, he said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. I praise God today, Sister Green, because he knew me in my mother's womb. You know, when my mother carried me, she had 3-day measles, and they told her to abort me. But my mother at that time said, I'll love my baby no matter what she looks like. No matter what she comes out to be, I'll love my baby. If people could get it in their hearts today, I'm not judging people that have had abortions, but I praise God that my mommy didn't do it. She loved me anyhow. And that's the Father God that I say that because that, to me, is the most honor. I want to show him glory and honor because he's the only one that deserves it. But he in the heavens alone, he came down and he formed me in my mother's womb. He knew what I'd be today, and I praise him for it. In Isaiah 46:9-10, he said, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. When God speaks the word, it will not go out void. It will come back, and it will speak to the hearts of man. And when we preach on the on this broadcast. I know it's hearing, it's hitting hearts, and it's being received by plenty of people, and I praise Him for that. I praise God because more and more ministers are preaching across the airways. I thank God for Brother Yearwood's broadcast. I felt bad, Brother Yearwood, that I couldn't be on there. The enemy wanted to fight, but you know, he may hinder, but he'll never stop me because I'm going to keep going as hard as I can. When he makes me upset and angry, I couldn't get the earphones to work. I couldn't get my headset to work. It wasn't turning on. No matter what I did, the devil wanted to stop me. But I give God glory anyhow. We need to praise Him in the good times. We need to praise Him in the bad. And I thank Him that that the invitation was still there. And it'll be there next Tuesday, and I praise God for that. In 2 Peter 3:9, he said, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." When God had Jesus come to the earth, in those third-world countries, we want you to understand that Jesus loves you no matter what you've done in your life, that Jesus, there's nothing you could have done or what you've even thought of doing, that Jesus said if you come to Him and repent, that He'll wipe those sins away. You'll be white as snow. And He's long-suffering to us all, no matter what we do or what we think. In Ephesians 1:17-21, He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You know, the enemy may hinder, principalities may raise above us, and they may, that's what we're in the middle of, a spiritual warfare. But I know the God that I serve. He said that He'd see us through all those trials and troubles that we go through. He said He'd see us through. And I've got Logan on my heart right now, tonight, and I know He's going to, I believe so much He's already brought in so far, that the man only has a small, minute amount of knowledge, but my God has plenty of knowledge. He can give the wisdom and knowledge to them doctors to let that baby be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus already paid the price for that baby, as He did for me many Amen. Times over. He raised me up off my deathbed, and I serve a living God, not one that is in a tomb somewhere. He's not made of stone. I know that when I wake up in the morning, my God has not left the throne. And He said to come boldly before the throne room. And I when I pray for people, when I say I'm going to pray, I pray. I go to the throne room. He said, come boldly into the throne room. And that's what we need to do, because I know my God will answer. In Amen. Ephesians 3:3-10, He said, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery. There's many mysteries in the Bible. But He said, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, when you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. Unto me, who am blessed and the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Christ, Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. My final scripture is John 21:25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. There's many things that God wants to reveal to us if we just listen. There's many ways we can listen. If we listen through the Word of God and if we listen to the preacher, God said that if healing will come, faith builds up. It's not something you can work up yourself. Faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. And the Word of God is many times heard through a preacher. And I praise God that He called me to be that. I didn't ask to be one. If I didn't sit alongside the road one day and say, God, make me a preacher, I ran from it for 5 years. So I praise God that He raised me up above that fear. God doesn't want us to fear things. He said that He would give us the grace to get over things, and He'd give us mercy to get through the troubles and trials in our life. So I'll give it back to you, Sister Green. The one thing that I've always admired is that Scripture says that there's not even enough books to contain all that God did. And I praise Him tonight for all He's done for me.
Amen. We sure appreciate you, Sister Gladys. I feel led to pray for your grandbaby there with the heart murmur. Let's all go to prayer, and let's pray over the prayer request as well. Praise the Lord. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, right now, while your spirits are moving, dear God, and we feel your precious anointing, dear God.
Right now, we bind the power of the heart,
dear Lord. Close up that armor, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
To that baby right now, and Father, and all these God, and all their requests, and Lord, we give you the praise.
In the name of Jesus, we can take that child.
And we thank you by these stripes, God, they are healed.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch all these prayer requests, dear Lord, on faith, coming through, Lord. The one in the hospital, Lord, let her come home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let her come out, Lord. Wendell David, Lord, calling out in His name, Lord, that you help all these hearts to fall. Whatever wrong, Lord, God, Jim, Lord. Brother Wayne Gifford, Lord, and his family, and we thank you for him, Lord.
We thank you
in the name of Jesus. God, to you be all the glory. Thank you for this project, dear Lord. If anyone's not saved, under the sound of our voice, dear Lord, send your spirit to them, Lord, and deal with their hearts that they would get saved and give their hearts to you, Lord. Teach them your ways, dear God. Help them to know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We're going to come to you with this song here, and then we're going to have Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood to come in and obey God. Hallelujah.
Lord, 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 where have you really been good to me?
Praise God. That's Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. You can go to jeremiahyoakum.com if you want to get any of his CDs. They'll sure bless you. And we really enjoy him. We got to actually meet him down in Dansville, Kentucky, there at their church, and they sure are a blessing. And you know, but most of all, we met Jesus Christ, and that's who we're talking about tonight, is the revelation of God to man. If you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you're listening by computer and you want to share a testimony or a prayer request, or even come in, and if you're a minister, to help us minister, praise the Lord, you're sure welcome. And again, we go by the King James Version Bible only. Hallelujah. And we won't waste any more time. We want to hear Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood. Go ahead, brother, and you just obey God. We've got 57 minutes, so we've got plenty of time. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again to people's homes and wherever they're at. You know, Sister Green, whenever Brother Green called me and told me the title of the message, something just spoke to my spirit and told me to go on the internet and do something. So I went on the internet and I typed in, God revealed himself to man. And I put on there, how many times? And you know what the number come up to be?
What's that?
58,000 times that God revealed himself unto man. You know, that's a miracle right there. And just to think about, ain't nothing that a man can look at or nothing that a man can do or think without he sees God in it. I just praise God for that. 58,000 times that God revealed himself unto man. And I've got some prayer requests here I'd like to get Betty to read before we get started, if it's okay.
Amen. Amen.
Let's remember the Millers tonight, and Kyle needs prayer. Let's remember Brother Bob Hicks. He's in bad shape tonight, and he needs a miracle. Oh. And I guess Sister Green probably already gave this, but it's Keith Green, Edith Hampton, and Fred Brennan. They all need miracles. They have cancer. So let's remember them. Let's remember all the sick and all the lost tonight.
Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to let Betty read for me there tonight, because she can read faster than I can, and we probably won't read everything that we got wrote down, but we'll read some of them, and by God's help, I'll try to speak on some of them. I tell you what, 58,000 times that God revealed himself unto man, that is something. Praise God.
Praise God.
Exodus 24:9-18. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand, also they saw God and did eat and drink. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and law, and commandments, which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you, and behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matter to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
Praise the Lord. You know, I just thank God. You know, we see there that everywhere they look, they've seen God. You know, praise God. I tell you, God is the God that revealed himself unto Moses and to them. And I believe God was revealing himself whenever he had Moses up there for 40 days and 40 nights in the cloud with him. I believe God and Moses was really doing some really good talking. And I believe that God was giving Moses the Ten Commandments that he was to bring back down and to teach them. And, you know, praise God, I'm so thankful that God has revealed himself. And as Brother John was saying there a while ago, God has revealed himself to us. If we've not seen him, then there's something wrong. We don't even know him if we've never seen him. But praise God, I'm glad tonight to report that I've seen God. Hallelujah. That I've seen the works that he's done. Every which way I look, I look out here and I just a-thinking a while ago, I look out here and I see the trees, the wind blowing the trees. I see God in the midst of it. I see God in the midst of my breathing. I see God in the midst of my movements. Anything that I do, I see God in the middle of it. And I tell you what, each and every one of us, if we just think God is revealing himself to us this day, in anything that goes on, God is revealing himself to us. In our beams, we can't move, we can't talk, we can't do nothing without him. And, you know, as John said there a while ago, praise God, these words that I speak, they're not mine, but they're my Father. He's revealing himself to us through the Word of God tonight as we speak these words. He's revealing himself to the people that's out there across this land, around this nation, around this world. He's revealing himself to us. If we will only accept it and only take a hold and accept what God says. I want us just to back up here and let Betty read some more. Praise God, I tell you what. God is so good. He's revealing himself to us. I just look under his feet and we see there. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Praise God.
Daniel 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber, in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God.
Amen.
As he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask the petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall he cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, now, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree, no statute, which the king establisheth, may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest, continually will deliver thee.
Praise God. You know, I tell you what now. Daniel there, whenever he heard and he knowed the decree that the old king had signed, Daniel just went on up there into his house, and praise God, the windows was open, right straight toward the king's palace, I just imagine. And he began to pray and begin to worship his God, because he had seen God, and he knowed who God was. He knowed that his God was able to deliver him and to save him out of all of his troubles. Daniel there, praise God, he didn't worry about nothing. He just went, he knowed that he'd received from God. He knowed that he had God revealed himself unto him. And, you know, praise God, them men come up there and they got him, and they took him to the king. And the old king, he said, yes, and I've done signed the papers. And he went and agreed to throw Daniel in the lion den. But, you know, Daniel, praise God, he didn't worry about them lions. I don't believe he had any thoughts about them, because he had done seen God. He had done been talking to his God, and he was a man of God. And praise God, he was thrown in there with them. But I can just imagine he laid his head over on one of them and just said, you're going to be my pillar tonight. I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to worry about what you might do, because God's going to send an angel in here and going to close your mouth, and you're going to just have to lay here and just be quiet, and I'm going to rest. I'm going not going to lose no sleep over you. And praise God, whenever God, whenever the old king went back the next morning, he cried out real loud, oh, Daniel, but Daniel heard his cry. Daniel told him he's going to live forever. Oh, praise God. He had seen God. He knew who God was. And I tell you what, tonight, my friend, we can see God. We can know who God is. We can know, just like people were in Proverbs. It says that the man was in trouble, and he cried out, and God heard their cry, and he delivered them out of their troubles. I believe tonight, praise God, that don't matter what we're going through, we can cry out to God, and he will hear us. And he will answer. He will take care of us. I tell you what, it just come to me about Brother Sae. He's over yonder, a minister of the gospel. He's over yonder now in Iraq, in Iran, in the worst prison, they said, because a lot of people gets killed in that prison. But every time that we hear from him, he is in a worse shape or something. But God is still holding on to him. He's still testifying that he is God, that God is still taking care of him. They've tried to get him to announce the Lord Jesus Christ, but he's not announced it. He's still been taken and beaten and been whipped. And Brother Jay Sigalow has been trying to get him freed from over there. And I tell you what, our president of the United States has been over there, but he's never tried to get him free. He's still leaving him over there just because he don't believe in God. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. God's got his number, and he will give an account one day after a while. He will bow down and confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I tell you
Amen.
What, God is still revealing himself to everybody that will let him reveal himself. And there's a time of coming that it's going to be that everybody's going to kneel down. Everybody's going to confess that he is the Lord of lords and the kings of kings.
Yes.
And I tell you, think back over there in Matthew, it said the perfect, the one that's got the perfect and pure heart, they shall see God. It's going to take something pure, my friend, to see the Father. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's going to see Jesus, but everybody's not going to see the Father except they have that pure heart and be manifested unto God. I tell you, it's a time and time that we need to realize who God is. It's a time that we need to realize that he's in the rain. He's in the snow. He's in the wind. He's in the noise. And that small, still voice,
yes.
Praise God, God is in it. Hallelujah. He's the one that speaks to our hearts to lead us and to guide us into all the truth. I tell you, it's time, praise God, it's a time that we realize who Jesus is. It's a time that we know, as Brother John was saying there a while ago, these three bear record, praise God, we need to know who is our Father and who is bearing a record. We need to know, praise God, what the Word says. And I tell you what, we can read God's Word, and he will reveal himself to each and every one of us every time that we look into it. If we look at it spiritual, we can't look at it the carnal mind and get anything out of it. But if we'll take the spiritual look, the spiritual eye, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We can see who God is through the Spirit of God, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We can see God and see his actions. Oh, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes,
I've got
Jesus,
just a little bit more here. I'm going to let Betty read, hallelujah. I thank God for this tonight. And Brother Green couldn't have picked no other better choice than to pick this here tonight to reveal, God revealing himself unto man. I tell you what, that is a great subject. I tell you what, 58,000 times, praise God, that God revealed himself unto man. I tell you, hallelujah. Glory.
Bless him, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God.
Verse 17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him.
Amen. See, the old king, he had enough knowledge to know that God's Daniel was going to deliver him. Hallelujah. Even the old king went up there and started to fast and started to pray and started talking to God, started talking to Daniel's God, I believe, because he knowed that he knowed, hallelujah, that God of Daniel's would deliver him from the lion's den. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, forinasmuch as before him as found in him in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery over them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. In his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Now, who could deliver Daniel from the den of the lions? Nobody but God. God revealed himself. And people feared and trembled. And the same God is still today. He's still revealing himself today. People need to have the fear of God in their life. You know, we seen a sign here just the other day, if I can recall something like it said it. You know, you can tell the people that there's a storm coming or some kind of a trouble that's coming. And people will start trying to do something about it. But you can tell them that Jesus is coming, and they don't do a thing. They just concern.
Amen.
They don't even think about it. You know, that puts me in the mind, and this one thought here, and I'm going to turn it back to you there, Sister Green. You know, Noah preached God's going to send a flood and going to destroy the earth. And people, it didn't worry them. Just only Noah and his wife, their three sons and their wives. And, of course, all the animals that went on the ark was only wanting to be saved. But you know what? Today we're not preaching that God's going to send a flood, going to destroy the earth. We're preaching fire and brimstone today that's going to rain out of heaven and going to destroy this earth. And people are still going on just like they did then. Not concerned. But they need to stop. They need to study about where they're going to spend eternity. So God bless you. I appreciate it. We're on here on Tuesday nights from 6 until 8 o'clock. On each and every one of you to tune in and be with us. Come on, call in, be on the broadcast with us. We'll open the door up to you just to obey God. So God bless you. Turn back to you, Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. We enjoyed you and Sister Betty, Brother Yearwood, and always a joy to have you guys come in there, and we thank the Lord for you that the Lord showed you all this here broadcast, and you shared it with us, and I'm hoping that, you know, if it wants to expand even more, that God, to God be the glory, and we'll do our part in it with any of you that want to start up your own. You know, I just thank God that this is just a great opportunity. We've got some more prayer requests. Sister Lodima Stike Leather says, pray for her daughter, Crystal Cox. She had an MRI done today, and God can turn it all around, she says. Bonnie Burke said, pray for her husband. He has 4 radiation treatments on his lungs, and said the cancer is really small, that it would get rid of it. Pray that they are right, she says, and also pray for his soul. And she said, also pray for her loved ones and her family. Tanya Prater says she has an unspoken request. Pam Blevins says, pray for 2 of her friends. They have lost family members. Another friend who has been sick for 2 weeks. And Renee Bauer says, we need you please to pray for her husband. Doctor says he needs a 2nd major spine surgery. She said, God's will be done. Praise the Lord. And we need to remember Brother and Sister Yearwood's prayer request. Pastor John, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes. Need to pray for the family. I don't know the lady's name, but my daughter-in-law, Kelly, that lives out in Las Vegas. Her grandmother passed away yesterday. So just remember that family. And that's basically just remember our church and the church members and just healing and just remember broadcast.
Amen. A sister, Gladys, do you have any more prayer requests that you want to turn in, sis?
Yes, please. I've got an uncle that's in Indiana that's got a softball-sized cancer next to his appendix, and I'm getting ready to send a package with olive oil, anointed oil, and a prayer cloth to that young boy that's 10 years old that's named Yeshai in Israel, and just pray for him that God will keep a hedge of protection of him. He's got a calling on his life. It's been prophesied. And there's just been boys that have tried to actually kill him. And Satanist women that have that kind of clothing on will try to approach him. So God knows all about it, and just pray that God will put him in a hedge of protection.
Amen. Let's go to prayer now, and then Brother Green's going to obey God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, you see all these requests, Lord, all these that have been, Lord,
all these that have been forgiven, Lord.
Please, Lord, come on, God, and take the Lord,
and
shy, Father, come on, free, Pam,
Lord,
that we need to get in the
greater,
Lord.
Jesus,
Bonnie,
Lord,
and Renee, our
Lord,
all the Lord, the King, Lord, all the needs that they have had,
many needs,
the
Mike Bragg,
the Sham,
God, Paul
Kirby, Lord, will you give the praise and the glory and the honor,
Father God, touch your
heart, dear Lord, and dry up and heal cancer, Lord, at the root, Lord, destroy cancer, Jesus,
Father God. Sister, Lord, God, my uncle, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, Lord,
my
heart,
Father God,
Lord, and in Israel, that young boy that's 10 years old, Lord, help him, Lord, you be all the glory, Lord, use him, Lord, in a great and mighty way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, comfort that woman in Las Vegas, Lord Jesus, and help, Lord God, all the prayer requests that brother and sister here would put in, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Thank you for this broadcast, Lord. And we're going to have, we've got another caller here, 937-543. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Be you.
Praise God. Go ahead.
That's you, Paul.
937-543, go ahead. And you have a prayer request, or you want a testimony you want to give? Try it again. You're not coming in real clear.
Hello?
Go ahead, 937-543. You have a prayer request you'd like to turn in, you go right ahead. Okay, we lost that caller. Maybe they had a bad connection. Maybe they'll call back, but we're going to have Brother Green to go ahead and obey the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God. It's good to be with you, and I thank God for all the good preaching tonight that's been done. And subject tonight was the revelation of God to man. And, you know, God, like Brother Yearwood said, thousands of times has tried to reveal himself to man, and he has revealed himself, and he will reveal himself to you and I if we get down to business with him and if we listen to his voice. You know, Joanna made a statement there where it said his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So we get in. First of all, we need to have faith in the Word of God, because God sent his Word, and the Bible said he watches over his Word to perform it, and his eyes is on the righteous and ears open unto their cry. And we become righteous through the blood of Jesus. If we accept the sacrifice that God has made, that brings righteousness in our soul. When we have faith in God and we believe what God said, and the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So he sent him into this world. The Bible said there in John chapter 3 that he sent him into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he came to his own there. He came, and they nailed him to that rugged cross, and they crucified the Lord of glory. And because Israel crucified their Messiah, he opened salvation to all the world. And I thank God that we can come, that the Bible said whosoever will can come and take of the water of life freely. And Jesus is that water of life. He stood there in John chapter 7 and on that great day of the feast, and he poured that water out. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And so we know today that if we want spiritual water, we must go to Jesus. We must come in at the door. The Bible said, he said, I am the door of the sheep. If any man be saved, he must enter in at the door and enter in by him. He said, no man can come to the Father except by me. In John chapter 14, he said, ye believe in God, believe also in me. And he went to prepare a place for us, and he's doing everything that he can to reveal himself to us in this time in which we're living. And, you know, I've never seen God at any time. I've never saw him. You know, we have examples in the Bible where people have seen God. And like Brother Yearwood and him was preaching a little bit beforehand there, just a few minutes ago, said that they ate with him and they saw him. And I thank the Lord that I believe the testimony that they did see God. And I was reading there one day where God hid Moses in the cleft of the rock, and he passed by, and Moses saw his the backside of God. Moses saw God, and, you know, when he come down off of that mountain, because he had been up there 40 days and 40 nights, and he had got the commandments of God to take to the children of Israel after they had came out of Egypt, and they were traveling, going to the promised land, but many of them never made it to that promised land because of the disobedience, and because God is a just God, and he declares to you and I that we must live right and we must obey his commandments and walk in his statutes and the things, the ordinances and things that he's commanded us to do. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. You see, God wants us to get in a place where we can receive him. God wants us to get our house in order, so to speak, to get our ducks in a row, you might say, and to get sin out of our life and get things proper in our life. And God tells us how to live, and he gave them the Ten Commandments, and he gave them the Law of Moses, and they had to obey those laws, and he didn't send them laws to them so that would save them, but that would keep them out of sin, and keep them, if they were faithful to God, then they would keep those laws. That's the way it is today. We can't just say, Lord, Lord. We can't just have a Lord, salvation. Jesus said many will say in that day, or they would say, have not we prophesied in thy name and done many wonderful works? And he'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So trying to get started here on this, and thoughts is a little bit scattered, but I know that God wants to reveal himself to man. I know that if you're out there and you say, I've never seen God, I've never heard the voice of God, and I don't know that there is a God. Well, I can tell you today that there is a God. I can tell you that he made the stars and the moon and the sun and the wind that blows, and he made the water. He made everything for you and I, and everything that God made, I believe he made for man. I believe he made it for our benefit, and he gives us good things. And we look around and see all the beauty that God has created. We look at the different flowers that God has made, and we look at the honeybees, and we look at how the honeybee can make the honey, and how the honeybee builds its comb, and everything seems like in nature testifies that there is a God in heaven. And the moon and the sun and the stars and the light and the darkness declares to us just what the Bible says. There is a difference between the light and the darkness. And, you know, we are the children of the light. And God is light. And in him, the Bible said, there's no darkness at all. And he wants us to have life. And we can have that abundant life in Christ if we will obey God. And I tell you, we need more of the revelation of Christ in our life and to a place that we can share this gospel in such a manner that we can point others to the Lord Jesus Christ and that they will see that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And I want to go to Genesis here in the beginning, and I want you to, if you have your Bible, follow with me here in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It says here that God and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So the Bible said that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And little Rachel read to you earlier how God made man in his own image. And you know, God made man so that man could fellowship with God, so God would have somebody that he could talk to and he could walk with and he could communicate with. And he wanted man to obey him and love him enough that he would obey him and so that they could have communion. And we find that God put Adam in that garden, and he put Adam in there, and he said it's not good for man to be alone. And He took a rib and he made him a woman and called her name Eve. But he had everything in that garden that they needed, and God had created these things for man. And he's done that for you and I. He's given us all good things. The Bible said every good and perfect gift cometh from above. So we know that God is a good God, and when he made all these things, he made them good. And he placed that man in that garden. And Genesis 2 and 15, it says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for me for him. So God made Eve, a woman, and called her name Eve. And we find here that in this garden, they had everything they needed. And then we see in chapter 3 and verse 6, we see that something happened here, that the serpent entered into that garden and deceived the woman. And in verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." So I want you to see here that God was fellowshipping with man. He was walking with Adam. The Bible said there in the cool of the day that the Lord would come down and he would walk with man. And he has desired to walk with man. I was reading the Bible and finding out how was it in the beginning. And we begin to look back before the flood, and we see that there were men before the flood that walked with God. And they walked with God, and they were men that believed God, and they had faith. And we see in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, I believe it's the first 7 verses. I'll read that to you right quick. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God." But I want you to notice here in the first 7 verses, it talks about the old world that then was before the flood. And it talks about how these men believed God and walked with God. In verse 5 it says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God." And it goes on down to the 7th verse there. "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." And then we see in verse 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place," and I want to stop there because I was thinking about those first 7 verses is talking about the old world. But then we switch over there in verse 8, and we're on the other side of the flood. when we start talking about Abraham, but these men that lived before the flood, these men were men that walked with God. Many of them did. And we see in the Bible here that God somehow, on credit, I believe. See, Christ did not come yet, but God still walked with them. God still talked to them. He still had prophets. The Bible tells us about Enoch was the seventh from Adam. And we look over in the book of Jude, and we find out that he prophesied that the Lord would come with 10,000 of his angels to execute judgment upon the ungodly and to convince them of all their ungodly deeds, which the ungodly sinners had committed. And trying to find that right quick in the book of Jude, because it's talking about Enoch, one that had walked with God. I don't see it right here, but the thing about it is, okay, I see it. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed." And it goes on and tells more about it. But here was a man that walked with God. He walked with him. He walked with him so close that one day the Bible said he was not, for God took him. And I tell you, that's walking with God. And I believe that's in the fourth chapter, I believe it is, of the, I believe it's the fourth chapter, somewhere there. And the Bible tells us and gives us the lineage of Seth. And we know that Cain slew Abel. According to the Bible, Abel was a prophet. I believe it's the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Talks about Abel being a prophet. And Cain slew Abel. And then we find out that in chapter 4 and verse 25, "And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." So we find out here that these men begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And you know, the Bible tells us over in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, I believe it is, it says that the sons of God, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want you to know that if you'll obey God, you can be a son or a daughter of God. But you don't do this through the flesh. You do it through the Spirit. You must be born again. And if you follow God, you are a child of God. But if you go the other route and follow the devil and you follow the flesh, then you are of the devil. And we know that we must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, said, "You must be born again." You see, God has been trying to get men back to him ever since the fall of Adam. And he walked with these old-timers before the flood until it got so bad that the sons of God began to backslide, and they began to go away from God, and there was a great falling away. And you know, the Bible tells us that there's going to be a great falling away in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Before our gathering together unto the Lord, the Scripture says there will be a falling away first, and the man of sin must be revealed. I won't get into all that, but you know somewhat about that if you've studied your Bible. But we see here in the Old Testament that God spoke to Noah. He spoke to Noah's daddy. See, what was his name? Lamech. He spoke to Lamech. And these men were prophets. They had the spirit of prophecy. And
amen.
Some of them were close to God, and Noah was one of these men. And the Bible said that God spoke to Noah and said that the wickedness of man is so great that he's going to destroy man, and his days would be 120 years, that his spirit would not always strive with man, and that he was going to cut him off, for it repented the Lord that he had made man. That's how far they got from God. God couldn't walk with them no more. There was no way that two can walk together except they be agreed. And we find that in one of the prophets, how that God said, except they can't walk together except they be agreed. So if we can't agree with God, we can't walk with him. And when we talk about walking with God, we're talking about keeping his commandments, whatever those commandments are. That's what he's talking about. And many times he said in the Old Testament, he told Abraham, he said, walk before me in Genesis 17:1, and be thou perfect. So God is wanting us to walk with him. And I don't know about you, but I want to walk with God, because if I walk with God, I'll have fellowship with him. If
Amen.
I walk with him, I'll be walking in the light, because he is in the light. And I'll have fellowship with the saints, because he said if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Many times in the Old Testament, he tried them to see whether they would walk in his laws and walk in his ordinances. And he said if they walk contrary unto him, that he would walk contrary unto them. Praise God. And I'll tell you, I don't want to be walking contrary unto God, but I want to hear his voice and know his voice and follow him and not be following the stranger, because I want the revelation of God. But God made us a promise. If ye love me and keep my commandments, he said, I will pray the Father and he shall send you another comforter. And that
Amen.
Is revelation. When we get God in our life and we get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we can get down and we can pray within the Spirit and in the understanding also, what we're getting is revelation from God. And, you know, God speaks to us sometimes when we get down to pray, and he deals with our hearts, and he speaks to us in that still small voice sometimes. And thought about the prophet. He ended up there running from Jezebel, and ended up in that cave, and things started happening. There was a great wind, there was an earthquake, and there was a fire. But the Bible said that God wasn't in the fire, and he wasn't in the earthquake. And then this prophet, the prophet of God, I believe it was Elijah, he was running. He was running from Jezebel, and he hid in that cave. And he heard the still, small voice of God. And you know, God don't have to speak to you in an audible voice, but God can deal with you in your spirit. And he can
Amen.
Tell you what to do in your spirit. He can say, you need to go here and do this. You need to go visit this person. You need to go pray for this person. You need to go give this person a word, something, a scripture. Or you need to go to this particular event, you know, like church gathering or whatever it might be. And, you know, the more we listen to God, the better fellowship we're going to have. But if we turn a deaf ear to God and we're rebellious, you know, it might be that the Lord will quit speaking to us and he'll get somebody else to speak to, because he's looking for somebody to be obedient. And what he's doing is he's revealing himself to us when he deals with us and speaks to us. And I thought about those Old Testament men, or you know, before the flood, how God wanted to fellowship with man, and he wanted to fellowship with him so much so that Christ had not yet come to the cross and had not yet died on the cross that we could be born again. And the same way in Moses' day. But still God talked to Moses. Still God spoke to men and still revealed himself to men. And he's doing it today. And if we'll just live right, we could expect to be a candidate for the blessings of God. And we can expect when we go to the house of God, we could expect to get something from the Lord. And we can expect to get us maybe a healing in our body, or maybe we see our neighbors saved, or our brothers and sisters saved. And you know, we want people to be saved, and we want to be obedient to God, and we don't want our prayers hindered, and we want to stay in close fellowship to God, because if we're walking afar off, we're not going to get much from God if we're away from him. But if we're right up close, you know, when I'm up close to my wife or to Rachel and they talking to me, I can hear them. But if I'm far away, I cannot hear what they're telling me because I can't hear all that good anyway, but in the natural. But I can hear what the Lord tells me. And I thank God that God is reaching out, trying to get souls saved. There was ever a time when people could be saved. It's today, because now God has a way to get to reach man on a basis that he never had before, because Jesus, the Lamb of God, has gone to the cross. You know, Moses, God spoke to Moses at the burning bush. He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And he made himself known that he was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He wasn't some other God that just appeared from out of nowhere, but he's the God that made heaven and earth, the God that brought Israel out. And, well, I'm thankful today. I guess I'm running out of time. God bless you all. Thank you for coming on tonight, and we'll see you next week, same time, and we just appreciate you all coming on with us. Oh, she's telling me I got 1 minute left. But if you're out there tonight and you need salvation, I want you to find your place, get down, pray, call on the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if we come God's way and we call on the name of Jesus and we repent of our sins and we turn our heart to the Lord, we can have eternal life. And I want you to have that tonight. Heavenly Father, I pray for these out there tonight that's calling on your name. I ask, Father, to send forth your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Send the Spirit into their hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Lord, and tear down every stronghold, Father, and destroy every yoke, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind sickness, sin, and disease by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, and by the name of Jesus, Lord, by the power of the cross, Father, we come to you. Lord, we ask you to move, Father, the mountains out of the lives of people, Lord, that's standing in the way, Father. All the hang-ups and things that people have put before God, we bind and rebuke in the name of Jesus. God, we speak deliverance in Jesus' name. Let your healing virtue flow, Lord, we pray. Lord, stir our hearts, each one, and give us revival. Father, we need revival in our soul. Touch them that are sick and minister to the needs all over the world tonight, Father. Send forth the ministering angels of heaven, Father, to minister tonight. We give you thanks and praise. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good night, y'all.
God bless.
God bless y'all.